that? Did you spot that? Suddenly a hand as of a human, so a human hand, started writing on the wall. Children, do not reenact this at home. Okay, but it's in the Bible, mommy and daddy. I can do this. No, please don't. This was the hand of God, and yours is not quite the hand of God. And he started writing on the wall of the palace. What do you think the king might have felt like? I mean, get that hand off my wall. Clean that wall. Graffiti. Police, arrest this hand. I don't know what's happening. So he got some really wise people together. And he says, you all saw that, didn't you? Yeah, king, yeah. Well, then explain what that was about. Oh, we don't know. What do you know you mean you don't know? You're the wisest people I've got in my kingdom. Well, it's just a bit weird, isn't it? A hand on a wall. And it says these words, right? Many, many tekel Paris. What? So they went, yeah, absolutely. I would have laughed like that as well. What on earth is going on in this palace? I had a party and the party just gets weird. Now he had some other people, a guy called Daniel. You might know him from the guy that went in the lion's den, which happens after this story. Yeah. And Daniel was asked, and Daniel says, King, it's not good news. I know it's your party, but your father, now he was pretty decent. God gave him a whole kingdom, but you made a mess of it. And he says, many means God has numbered the days of your reign and brought it to an end, which basically means from now on, you will be no longer the king of this area, of this country, of this palace. Tekel means you have been weighed and on the scales and found wanting. It's to do with doing right and doing wrong. He's done too much wrong, and now he has to be punished for that. And then Paris, very much like perish. Your kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. And then the Bible says the next day, his kingdom was taken from him, he died, and the Medes and the Persians took over. See, sometimes you have to have things like words on a wall explained to you. Sometimes you might be in a situation in life, maybe there's something at school, maybe there's something happening in your family, maybe there's something happening in your community, maybe there's something even happening inside your church, where you just need somebody to come and say, what on earth does that mean? That's okay. God is okay with you asking questions and asking for a little explanation. Now, he doesn't always give it. I've got situations in my life that I think, if only I knew the answer, if only God made it so clear. But sometimes we just need to, like this, have it explained, and suddenly our eyes are opened. And then life is so much easier with God and so much better, and we can trust him even more. Now, it was scary for Daniel, and maybe it's scary for you when somebody says, so where do you stand on this? You have to say, well, according to the Bible, I have to live this certain way. Yeah? Especially you youngsters, you are taught in school things that are against the word of God. And that's hard. So parents, you've got an even harder job to kind of be the mediator between what they learn at school and what they learn in church. And we pray for you every day for parents raising young children. So that's the second party. We've got the wedding party. We've got this party at the palace where there was suddenly this weird thing called writing on the wall going on. So whilst you're kind of going over that in your mind, let's sing, Give Me Oil in My Lamp, Keep It Burning.